Brooks and Dunn, 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring. So glad you're waking up with us on a Tuesday, 6:30 on the nose. We couldn't be any more precise and on time today, Michelle. It's probably the only time today that this will happen.
You're probably right.
So let's make sure we nail it.
All right. The general election is 1 week away. Tuscarawas County Board of Elections has many issues and candidates on the November 6th ballot. The Board of Elections is open Monday through Friday for in-person early voting. Polls open on Election Day at 6:30 a.m. For more information, visit the Board of Elections website. And according to Save Kids, on average, children are twice as likely to be hit by a vehicle on Halloween. New Philadelphia Police Captain Ty Norris is asking parents to consider safety precautions when going out trick-or-treating. He recommends kids and adults wear glow sticks or carry a flashlight. He also reminds motorists to slow down and be extra vigilant for children excited for Halloween and the increased pedestrian traffic. For more local headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
That's the thing. I mean, the kids aren't even thinking about cars whatsoever. They're just so excited to be out and about.
Candy.
Especially tonight and later on this evening. It's supposed to be a nice day, like almost 60 degrees.
I know.
So, yeah, just listen. If you're in a car, I mean, it's your job to, you know, look out for the children, because they're not looking out for you. I mean, really and truly, they're not.
No.
Unless they're with an adult, they aren't looking both ways to cross any street tonight. Some of them may be, but they're just so excited. You know what I'm trying to say. Michelle, as long as you know what I'm trying to say, that's all that I care about. Really and truly.
Right.
So anyway, it's Halloween. We all know it's a scary time of year. It's a scary time of year to be employed in Cleveland, too, I guess. What in the hell is going on up north, Michelle?
I don't know.
What in the world? Okay. Yesterday, Joe comes in here, Joe Geckler, sports director, and he and I are getting ready to podcast. Adam Sawesky joined us just because I guess he had nothing else better to do yesterday. But he joined us on the podcast, and we start with high school info and wrap up and talk about the playoff games coming up, right?
Yeah.
And then we mention Ty Lue fired, because that was probably the next biggest headline. Then we get into the Browns-Steelers game, and then I begin to talk about, I don't know how much longer they can keep Hugh Jackson around. I mean, this guy, 336-1, he just continues to lose and lose and lose and so on and so forth. And the infighting with him and other coaches, blah, blah, blah. So literally, we ended the podcast, went off of Facebook Live, which, by the way, you can find it, WTUZ.com. podcast section, or on Facebook Live, WTUZ Big Z Sports. So we get done, and right when we get done, I mean within seconds, Michelle, Joe goes, fire that thing back up. Breaking news. I go, what? He goes, fire it back up. Hugh Jackson fired. I go, what? What? Like Little John. What?
Oh my God.
And I was extremely excited to see the man go. I don't want to see anybody lose their job, Michelle. But if you can't perform the duties of said job, then you gotta go.
Yeah, I think it's a long time coming and a little overdue.
Maybe 10 months or so.
Just a little. Maybe more than that.
Listen, when they drafted Baker, when was the draft? April? So April to now, what is that almost? Well, okay. Really, when the season ended, when you go 0-16, that's probably when you should have fired him. So we'll even go back to January. There you go, 10 months, right? Back to January to now. They should have fired him back in January. So, yeah, about we'll call it a year too late.
I just thought it was interesting that the Cavs were 0-6, and they fired Lou. And then, what was this guy?
Like 0-36? 336-1, yes.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Like, how did he even make it that far?
Michelle, I do not know.
I don't know.
Mind-boggling. Listen, and for those who are football fans, Brown fans, whatever, but, I mean, obviously they went winless last year, okay? Hugh jumped in a lake, all that, a rebirth, whatever. Yeah, I don't understand why you bring the guy back. You bring in a new GM.
Right.
A new guy that picks players, and then a whole bunch of new players, like 30 new players. But the one thing you don't change is the freaking head coach. What do you expect
right.
is going to happen?
Right.
We're seeing it again. Do these Browns not look like the Browns from last year and the year before right now? Two, three, four weeks ago, you would probably say no. But that game yesterday looked like, or 2 days ago, that looked like last year's Browns.
I mean, they've at least won a game this year.
Two. And they've tied one.
Hey, look at that.
We're not
on
in
the up and up.
Not in the business of of tying.
Did you see the Indians tweeted?
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you brought this up because I want to. Do you have it? Do you have it right now?
I had it up a little bit ago. Hold
Listen,
on a second. It's so
yeah,
funny. It
a lot of questions were being raised yesterday wondering what's next with Indians skipper. Terry Francona.
Nothing. I read this tweet yesterday that says, the Indians introduced Terry Francona as their manager on October 8th of 2012. The Browns head coach is fired since then.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can do these real quick.
Okay.
2012, right?
Yeah. Fired Browns head coaches since then.
Since 2012.
Yes.
I'm going to go with... Is Pat Shermer on that list?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's really Shermer, but dude's a doofus. Is Rob Chudzinski on that list?
Yep.
All right. Mike Pettine.
Mm-hmm.
So how many are there? Six?
One, two, three, four. There are four Browns coaches since Terry Francona was introduced in 2012.
Oh, I have three right there, and then there's Hugh, right?
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
Then there are also four Cavs head coaches.
Now that's
Since
a little
then.
That's a little tough. You have Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Can you count Mike Brown twice?
No.
Oh, okay. So you have Mike Brown. Then you Lou, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Blatt.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And
I forgot about this guy when I read it yesterday. I forgot all about him.
You're gonna have to tell me this.
Byron Scott.
Oh, yes, him.
Yes. So,
there
Browns
was
and
him.
Cavs had each had four head coaches
eight, that's
in
eight
the
total,
same
yeah.
time that Terry Francona has been the coach. The Indians tweeted yesterday, we appreciate everyone's concern. Future Hall of Famer Terry Francona will be at TribeFest on January 12th.
Thank God. That's all we have going for us.
The best little gif of Terry with his...
I saw the
shirt.
GIF and in the yeah. The sunglasses and the hat and everything.
So cute.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, as
just
I
a lot going on, man.
As I fired off a series of tweets and everything else yesterday, and it's never a dull moment, Michelle. When
right.
you root for those teams up there in Cleveland, it's never a dull moment.
Right.
I mean, you want reality TV and real life drama. That is it right there. Screw this 90-day fiancé and Real Housewives of Orange County.
Right.
Real Housewives with the orange helmets. My goodness.
Ouch.
I know.
That
it's rough.
Pretty rough.
Hey, I know you don't like going to Walmart. You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I just prefer Target.
Well, okay. Well, there's not a Target around here. But... Didn't you just have your Walmart experience a couple weeks ago? What'd you have to go for?
On your birthday.
That's right. I remember that now. On my birthday, you had to make a Walmart trip. Well, lots of people like Walmart for maybe some discounts and everything else, but we all hate the long checkout lines, right? They have like 20 checkout areas, and there's like two people working, right? That's a ratio. You know, the ratio's not too good.
Right.
Then they have all the self-checkout areas where you scan something and you don't put it down right away, then you get the red light blinking, and no, I'm not stealing anything. I'm just trying to scan my Uncrustables. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, my God!
I know I have three boxes here, but just trying to scan them all. Apparently, Walmart's trying some new technology where, say, if you're shopping throughout the store and you're done and you're heading towards the checkout line, somebody may walk up to you and say, sir or ma'am, are you done with your shopping experience today? And you'll say, why, Walmart employee? Yes, I am done with my shopping experience. And they'll say, would you like me to ring you up and check you out right here in the middle of the aisle? And then, of course, you would say, abso-freaking-lutely, I would. It's this new technology where the store folks will walk around there in Walmart, and they'll have like little Bluetooth scanner technology where they can take credit cards, cash, right then and there. and you'll be right on your way. You don't even have to go through the checkout line.
When I worked at Bath & Body Works, we had the same technology.
Then where's Walmart been on this?
I'm not sure. We used to have, like, it looks like an iPhone, but it's...
Exactly.
It's a cat, or a, just a portable POS system. And
point of sale for those folks.
Right, and you're able to scan your products. You can ring them up. You can't use cash. You have to use a card.
No cash, eh?
But no, not when we. I mean, not when what, I worked at Bath & Body Works.
How long ago is that? Is that like your seasonal college job or something like that? Or
I was actually an assistant manager at one point.
Were you?
Oh my gosh, it's been so long.
I bet you got lotions and soaps galore.
Oh my goodness, you have no idea.
Is that why you still smell so good to this day?
Did you
get a surplus?
I did have a huge stock, I'm not going to lie. And Chad used to be like, oh my gosh, do you really need an entire shelf of all this crap?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'll just use it up real quick.
Do you really need this much Japanese cherry blossom lotion?
Right.
Like, really?
I don't remember the last time I worked there. My gosh, it's been so long. It's been at least 5 years. 5, 10 years. Yeah. But that was fun. I did work there in college.
Everybody has that job, that season. I worked at Target for a quick period of time. Speaking of you and your Target obsession.
Love it.
I hated working there.
You wore the khakis and the red shirt.
Yeah, but I was like stock boy and I hated it.
Even if you're a stock boy, do you have to wear khakis and a red shirt?
Yeah. Oh. It was the worst job I ever had.
Why? I would love working at Target. Do you get a good discount?
Yeah, but it wasn't. I forget what it was. It didn't matter what the discount was. Could have been 20%, which it wasn't. It was still the worst job I ever had. Do you want to know how I quit that job?
I haven't told
a lot of people this.
How did you quit that job?
I think only my wife, maybe a couple other people know about this. Okay, so
Lord have mercy.
My car was on the fritz, right?
Okay.
So this is when my wife was working and going to school in Kent on the main campus, and I lived with her and whatnot, working dead-end jobs before I started my illustrious career in radio. So she dropped me off bright and early. I mean, I'm talking like this time at Target, right?
Okay.
And I knew going there that morning that I was going to quit the whole time. But obviously, I didn't tell her because she'd have been ticked off, right? She'd have been upset that I'm quitting my job, that it sucked that bad. Not that Target's great. I just didn't like working there.
Did you work at the one in Canton?
Kent or Stowe?
Kent.
Right
Stowe.
Right outside of Kent's main campus there, Portage County. But anyway, so she dropped me off. I said, bye, babe. Have a great day at work. You know, she pulled off and went her merry way. And there I had no money. I couldn't take a bus. I wasn't going to hitchhike. So I, you know, strapped up my boots, started walking from Stowe, Target, all the way back to College Towers there in Kent State University. Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. It was a nice, humbling, sobering walk, if you will. And then I had to break the news to her when she got back, and then she said, you better figure out what you're going to do with your life. Actually, it was more like, you better figure out what you're going to do with your life. And I said, you know what? I'll figure something out. And look, Michelle,
look
here
you are.
I am. So you should thank my wife, all of you, each and every single one of you.
For carrying you. She's probably had such a sore back from carrying you all this
Can't
time.
Can't use that anymore. We've already exhausted that. Oh, but hey, there you go. Hashtag life story.
Hashtag life story.
You got part of Michelle's, where she used to work back in the day.
Back in the day. That was a fun job.
We'll try to pry a little more, and I'm sure it was a lot better than Target. I'm sure it smelled better.
You're probably right.
But anyway, you'll be back top of the hour. You have news. Also, listen up. You're cue to text to be our guest later on this morning. I have two more chances for somebody to be a finalist this morning in our Be Our Guest contest, sponsored by Kent State University's Performing Arts Center. You and a lovely guest could get 3 front row seats to 3 great shows at the Performing Arts Center. And before that, dinner for you and your guest as well at 3 different locations. Once again, you just have to listen up for the cue to text. It could come any time throughout the morning. I'll find two more finalists during these AM hours, sometime between now and 10 o'clock. Congratulations to Mary Pena Garcia. She's our latest finalist for our Be Our Guest contest, which tomorrow on Halloween, Shauna Berkey will pick the grand prize winner from all of our finalists, which are right here in front of me. The list is growing by the day, and Mary Pena Garcia is the latest finalist. Once again, front row tickets are on the line to three great shows. Lori Morgan, Diamond Rio, of course, country music flavor right there. And then comedian ZMA, John Reap. And also, you get to dinner, you and a lovely guest, before each and every single one of those shows. So once again, listen up one more time this morning for your chance to be a finalist. And Shauna Berkey will probably give you another chance later on this afternoon. I mean, probably. Hey, CMA Awards are literally like 2 weeks away, right? Let me look at my calendar right here. Today's Tuesday, October the 30th. Flip this bad boy upside down. We have till November the 14th. So,
oh my goodness.
One, two. As of tomorrow, it'll be 2 weeks, right?
I cannot believe it's going to be November.
Yeah, November 14th, 2 weeks from mañana. Tomorrow, we have the 52nd annual CMA Awards. Brad and Carrie hosting again. Here's their first trailer slash teaser for the award show.
There's nothing more thrilling than hosting country music's biggest night.
And being a part of these amazing moments.
This is the best night of my life.
It's an honor to share the stage with the legends that came before.
Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
And the rising stars whose journeys are just beginning.
Last year, I sat across the street and watched this show.
Feel the music.
Live the moments.
The CMA Awards live November 14th on ABC.
Hey now, of course it'll be the 11th year in a row. Brad and Carrie will be hosting. I wonder if Vegas is taking odds if Carrie Underwood will pop right there and give birth right on stage.
I doubt that.
So you're probably right. I'm sure there will be doctors on hand, though. You never know what may happen.
You never know.
If that baby wants to come, then that baby, you know, it's up to that child in there. Which do we don't know yet if it's a girl or a boy, do we? Did
I'm
they tell us?
Bank that it's a girl.
You're banking?
Yeah.
You're betting the house.
Yeah, for sure.
The spring estate.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and say it's a girl.
Hey, listen, of course, that night, all the awards handed out, Entertainer of the Year, male vocalist, female vocalist, the list goes on and on and on. But also, the list of performers continues to grow for the CMA Awards. The folks from Dierks Bentley to Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, of course, Carrie, Keith, Luke Bryan. You can't just say Luke anymore because there's that guy Luke Combs out there. So you have specify with your Lukes now.
That's true.
You know, see, you can say Keith and Kenny because you know who, you know. And you can say Tim. You can say Faith. You can say Carrie. But when it comes to that Luke guy, I mean, there's now two.
Wow. Thought about that.
You gotta be careful.
I don't know who I prefer more. I kind of like Luke Combs these days.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Although I don't see him twerking on stage, so.
Yeah, sometimes that's a little unnecessary.
Luke Bryan still has the tight jeans and the a little twerking's unnecessary?
Yeah, I mean, in country music, I don't know if that's really wanted.
I get it.
I mean, he's good looking. I am not going to lie about that. Luke Bryan, that is.
Right.
If I had to go by looks, I would choose Luke Bryan, but music, I'm kind of into Luke Combs these days.
I smell you over there. Basically means I get what you're saying. Hey, Cristiano Ronaldo dethrones Selena Gomez on Instagram.
I saw that.
Most followed person now. For 2 years, Selena held the title of the most followed celeb on IG. Now it's the Portuguese soccer star, Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's very good looking.
Speaking of good looking fellows, he has, 144,362,774 followers.
Wow.
Edging out Selena's 144,330,041 followers.
Wow. That is a lot of followers. And I thought it was kind of surprising, to be honest, that Selena was even that far up there. I thought a Kardashian would have been up there.
You know, that's funny because Kim is actually, it goes Ronaldo, Selena Gomez, then Ariana Grande, then Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know who Selena dethroned to become number one, to be honest.
I think Taylor up there at one point?
I don't know. I was going to go with the pop star. I was going to go with, like, her. Would that be a good guess? Or Katy Perry or Rihanna, Riri. So who knows?
Interesting.
Hey, we love when celebrities give back, right? These great stories. Keith Urban did a show over the weekend where he dedicated his whole show and paid homage to the family of Lieutenant Brad Clark. He was a firefighter killed in some crash during Hurricane Michael. So he did some show in Charlottesville, Virginia, and honored the family there. Matthew McConaughey, back on First Responders Day, National First Responders Day, which was on Sunday, he actually held a free meal for a bunch of first responders, firefighters, police officers, 911 operators, did it all on his ranch there in Texas.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
Had everybody over for roasted turkey, stuffing, all the fixings.
I like him.
I'm sure his
he
wife.
Seems like a good guy.
I'm sure his wife cooked it all up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
He wanted to honor those first responders because they were the ones who helped during Hurricane Harvey last year. So there you go.
When
Matthew McConaughey was asked about how that whole lunch outing went, he was quoted as saying, "All right, all right, all right."
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
What movie is it?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I've never seen that.
No?
No.
That's his first. For those who don't know, that's Matthew McConaughey's first line ever in a major motion picture. He pulls up.
Like, that's his first line of any movie ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then he's went on to also say that same line in multiple other films. It's like his line. He's gotten it in other films as well, if you've ever noticed. But yeah, he pulls up and a young Matthew McConaughey in that movie, smoke rolling out of the car. And
what kind of smoke?
All right, all right. Michelle, I'm not at liberty to really say. Just watch
the
movie and you'll probably find out.
I need like a list of movies that I need to watch. There's so many classics that I've never seen.
That would be one, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That'd be one.
Is that considered a classic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would say so.
All right. I need to get on that. Who else is in that movie?
I don't know. Google it real quick. We may be surprised at who else is in.
Wait, is this like one?
Matthew McConaughey had a small role. I don't think he had a major role in that film.
Oh, really? Sean Penn?
Yeah, there you go. See, I knew there was somebody.
Forrest Whitaker? Nicolas Cage? Is this for real?
It's for real. Yes, that's a real movie.
What?
It's a great film.
Yeah, he's not even in like the top.
No, he's not. He's not. He wasn't even a star in the film. That was like his first role ever. He had a small role in that film.
Oh, this is very interesting.
Now you want to watch, don't you?
Kind of. It was. Well, here's my.
You want to hang out later, watch a little Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Is that what it's about? I had no idea. I'm dead serious. It looks interesting, but to my credit, it was made before I was born, so.
70s, right?
82.
Hey, now.
So, there's that for you. When people give me crap for not seeing movies, I'm like, I wasn't even born.
Yeah, but then.
Why are you getting mad?
No, but then, no, you can't do that, because then you gave me crap about not knowing who the Fonz was and not watching episodes of Happy Days from back in the day.
True, but that's like a classic. No?
Okay. Some may consider Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's true. I guess
a classic
you're right.
Motion picture.
But I mean,
you know that movie's even in the National Library of Congress for
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I made that up. I don't know if it is or not.
I was like, is that good? It only has 7.2 stars. It can't be that good.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that bad. That's like a B movie. It's like a B movie.
I bet you if I type in Happy Days, let's see what that is.
No, we don't have time, Michelle.
Oh,
suddenly we're out of time. Imagine that. We'll chat with Michelle again. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
For everything that you always provide. Country 99.9 WTUZ. Michelle Spring, you cannot be sneaking up on a brother like that. Let me just tell you that. I mean, it's Halloween. All kinds of crazy things are going on. That just can't happen like
Sorry
that.
I just kind of
I was
came in,
blasting
came
music in here. Bucky was on.
Actually,
I was blasting some Bucky Covington. And then...
In Is that not the most country name you've ever heard?
Aya,
Bucky Covington.
Bucky, get your butt in here for dinner, boy. Wash them hands first. I don't know what them hands have been, Bucky. What'd you come in here for? Dig in the trash, right?
That's yeah,
right.
I threw away something that I'm about to read.
So for headlines?
Yeah.
Well, that's the best intro ever. Yeah. Ever. All right, Michelle.
You ready for it?
With those germ-ridden headlines, go ahead.
It was in between a couple pieces of paper, so it can't have that many germs.
I have.
What do you do? Spit in there?
I spit in there, and I
no,
have.
You don't.
And I have spat in there, like a camel. Michelle, I you hear me, right? You
Ew.
Hear me. Get some lung butter up, or.
Okay, that's
Damn.
A lot.
See, I swallowed that one, but normally I spit that right in that trash can right there.
Thank you.
So,
well, there's no moisture on this, so I'm going to go ahead and say you missed it. Anyways, Indian Valley students who ride bus number 6, that bus is 20 minutes behind schedule due to a downed tree on Sandy Ridge Road.
You couldn't remember that? You had to
No, I forgot what number it was. Don't judge me. And I would have never guessed, wouldn't have never remembered what the street was. I knew it was Ridge something. I wanted to be accurate.
Sandy Ridge?
Sandy Ridge.
Nice.
Yes.
Great memory by me.
And the last thing, according to Safe Kids, on average, children are twice as likely to be hit by a vehicle on Halloween. New Philadelphia Police Captain Ty Norris is asking parents to consider safety precautions when going out trick-or-treating. He recommends kids and adults wear glow sticks or carry a flashlight. He reminds motorists to slow down and be extra vigilant for children excited for Halloween and the increased pedestrian traffic. For more local headlines, you can always find us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
I go with the glow stick method. Really, that's my preferred thing. Yeah, yeah, glow stick it up.
Glow stick it up.
Make it look like a rave out there, pretty much. Shout out to New Philadelphia for being one of the... there's only a few, right? Everybody else in the area pretty much had their trick-or-treat.
Yeah, I think this one might be the last one. I don't know if they're ready tomorrow.
There's
remember.
There's a link on our website, right, Michelle?
Yes.
Where can folks find the area trick-or-treat schedules?
WTUZ.com.
My girl. I'm looking at it right now. So, tomorrow. Yeah, Baltic, that's tomorrow. Beach City today. Bolivar, that is tomorrow. Bowerston tomorrow. Delroy tomorrow. Denison tomorrow. Dover had theirs. Janaden Hunt tomorrow. Midvale tomorrow.
Ooh.
They had their parade yesterday, too, by the way.
Midvale?
Yeah. Navarre, New Phillies tonight, obviously. We going as a fam, you and
sure,
I and the
let's
kids.
Let's do it.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Let it be written.
In the stars.
And let it be done. We're there. I'll bring two angry birds and their wagon. I'm going to see how the walking goes, if they just want to walk it out.
Do they walk well?
I mean, decent. We'll probably have a couple tumbles, but hey, it's you know, they're learning.
They're learning, that's right.
You know what I mean? How's yours with the walking?
Learning.
Not, all right.
That's why she's all black and blue on her forehead, because she misses, trips, falls, just like her mom.
Can't wait to see that tonight, then.
Yeah.
Port Washington, I know, is tomorrow. Tuscarawas tomorrow. Yorksville tomorrow. So there you go. If you want a whole list, area trick-or-treat schedules, go to our website, WTUZ.com. It's right at the top of the page, or basically I just read them all off for you. That was basically for my own well-being. But my trick-or-treat in my neck of the woods was Sunday, and it was horrible out. Rainy,
Ugh.
Windy, and it was from like 4 to 6, I do, no, 3 to 5. is when it was. The boys didn't wake up from their nap till like 4, which is
and
like...
that's a terrible time for children.
Yeah, tell me about
nap
it.
Nap time is around that time.
Exactly. Which I didn't... which the kids didn't wake up till 4, which means, hey, now score. I didn't wake up till like 4. fell asleep watching the Browns game. Didn't miss much, obviously. So, I mean, more action happened yesterday than on Sunday for the Browns. But
right.
But by the time we got them up and gave them a little snack and they got their bearings and it was over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whoever is in charge of making that schedule, you got to be cognizant of nap time.
Michelle, I'm telling you, girl.
Nap time?
But I'm going to take advantage tonight, you know, even though... listen, I don't live.
I can't believe you're all driving. All of y'all are driving all the way down.
Oh, all of hey, all we're all coming. We're gonna fill up the fill up the vehicle, and we're gonna come on down. Just take us in, bro.
Just take me.
Will
in.
You take us in?
Take me
does
in.
Chadley know we have a trick or treat date?
Well, he does now.
Are you guys dressing up?
No, dude.
All right.
No.
I just wanted to know what the protocol was.
No, but we're...
if you would have just told me yes, you may have gotten a laugh if I would have showed up in costume.
Are you dressing
but now
up?
No, I'm not now.
Oh,
no,
were
I,
you?
I didn't... no, I don't know what you mean. No, I wasn't going to dress up.
No, I don't even know the last time he and I dressed
what's,
up.
What's your child going as?
I don't know. I haven't decided between Minnie Mouse or a unicorn.
You know what's funny is every time... you sneeze, or sometimes you get this little high-pitched voice, a little squeal almost, and I say it sounds like Minnie Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty...
accurate.
Apropos that...
yeah.
Just go, let it go as Minnie Mouse, please.
We tried on the unicorn costume yesterday, and she doesn't like the headpiece.
Unicorns aren't even real. Minnie Mouse is real, okay? I mean, come on. Fiction, non-fiction. Just kidding, obviously.
No, I don't know. We'll see. Depending on her mood when she wakes up from her nap. We'll see.
Hey, Dustin Legg called me out, too. He said it was an epic fail by me screwing up the Dazed and Confused and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Listen, I've had worse things happen than that. I mean, come on. Let's be real. Dustin, don't put me in that category right there, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I got that.
That still hangs over there, right there, by the way. speaking of Halloween, recent study time, apparently Utah and Halloween go hand in hand. The U.S. Census Bureau reports Utah has the largest share of children between the ages of 5 and 15, and they're considered prime trick-or-treat ages right there, of course, that age between. Now, remember, some Virginia, they outlawed it, like, over the age of 13, you can't trick-or-treat. I'm glad Utah. Hats off to you, Utah. Still letting kids trick-or-treat if they're 15. Between the ages of 5 and 15, Utah residents, the numbers say 1 in 6 of Utah residents are in that age range right there from 5 and 15. Highest of any state.
Wow.
So kids will be all over the place.
Yeah.
Now, California... they actually have the most kids, 5 million to be exact. That's between the ages of 5 and 14.
5 million?
Yes. Isn't that insane?
Yes.
Lowest ratio of kids. Probably not a lot of trick-or-treaters. Don't go to the White House asking for any candy. Our nation's capital, District of Columbia. Only 1 in 11 residents are the trick-or-treat age.
Wow, that
between
stinks.
That 5 and 15.
I think it's a lot of business professionals that live there.
Yeah, a lot of homeless people, too. They're not, I mean, they're asking for other things other than candy, if you catch my drift.
Oh.
You got any spare change?
Oh, my God, that's so mean.
I'm sorry. Hey, the town of Huntington, New York, all because of a 7-year-old girl by the name of Angelica D. Cunningham, is now changing their name to Hauntington, New York, all just for one day. Newsday reports the change comes from a suggestion from the 7-year-old little girl who was all smiles knowing that Angelica, agreed to the one-day name change all for Halloween. So there you go. Her parents urged her to do it. Maybe that's a maybe that's a future politician there. You never know.
You never know.
So, Hauntington it is.
Hauntington.
Welcome to Hauntington, formerly known as Huntington, but for a day we're Hauntington, where tomorrow we'll be back to Huntington.
I'm, like, so in shock that it's going to be November in days. Like, November. November. Mm. That means snow and cold and I'm still having a hard time getting used to the cold. I'm not ready for it. I feel like it just came and it hasn't gone back.
Go ahead, vent. You want to say something to Mother Nature? Now's your time.
I don't know. I just, one morning you wake up and you go outside and it's freezing and it has not gone back. I'm really sad about it, to be honest. I just wanted one more day. One more nice day to enjoy, like a day without your coat, you know?
Today may be that day.
Not this morning. It was so cold.
Yeah, it's still 33 degrees, but later today it's going to be like close to 60, right?
You know what? This morning driving in, and I was thinking about you because you
As you always do, I'm sure. I think about you too when we're not together.
No, because you drive from Canton, and it was so foggy this morning. I was going, I'm not kidding you, I was going 20 miles an hour on 250. I couldn't see in front of me. I was so afraid I was going to hit something.
Yeah, I was still going interstate speed, 70 plus.
It doesn't
like,
scare you at all?
I said a deer better not come out, because I'll plow right. You know my history with deer.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just so afraid there's going to be just like a stopped car, and I'm not going to see the lights or anything, because it's so foggy. So I just be a little grandma.
How are your eyes? I mean, do you wear contacts and stuff?
No.
20/20?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, perfect
vision. Definitely. I'm pretty sure it's not.
How many fingers am I holding up right now?
Oh, what finger is that?
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
You could have just said one. Duh. All right, Babbling Brooke is here. I do believe she couldn't join yesterday. Hopefully, she's down for Z News today. I didn't know what I wanted to say there. I'm glad those words came out. But anyway, also, listen up for your cue to text, too. Another chance to be a finalist in our Be Our Guest contest. And I have Factory of Terror tickets that I literally dug out of my work bag. I said, oh, here are Factory of Terror tickets. I forgot I had these, and they will be yours sometime this morning as well. Keith Urban, Somebody Like You. Hey, Babbling Brooke, she's here. Thanks for partaking today.
Yeah, thanks.
No. Thank you, Babbling Brooke. Hey, gals.
Yes.
Michelle, are you here?
I'm here.
Michelle.
What? I'm here.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought I didn't have my mic on. I'm like, I thought I heard myself.
I thought I heard myself talking. what movie is that from, by the way, that Keith Urban song? Do you gals know? Either of you? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh,
it's
such a
it's oh my gosh.
Only a
I should know that. I used to watch that over and over and over again.
I mean,
again.
It's a classic.
Love that movie. Good one.
I love when they're playing cards with his family.
Yeah.
That's like the best part.
Okay, there was that one, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. What was the other, like, rom-com, pop culture classic back in the day that was similar to that?
With him in it?
No. It had a long title like that. There was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I don't know. There's a whole bunch.
Yeah. All right.
Failure to Launch?
Regardless. No, it wasn't that one.
Like, how old are you talking?
Around that same time.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Is it a 90s? No, 2000s rom-coms.
All right. Why Michelle takes us down memory lane with some rom-com names.
Okay.
Brooke has Z News.
I do. All right. In this day in history, in 1945, the U.S. government announced the end of shoe rationing, effective at midnight. 1974, Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman in the eighth round of a 15-round bout in Zaire. Is that how you say it?
Zaire?
Zaire? I don't know. It was known as the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, just call it that, bro.
Okay. To regain his world heavyweight title. And then in 2004, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker married former Miss USA Shauna Mochler, I think it's
Shanna Mochler.
Shauna.
Do you remember that?
Their reality show?
I used to watch that back
then. Yeah, I never watched
true
that.
True confession right there.
Anyway, they have since split up. Holidays for today, it's National Candy Corn Day.
Ugh.
I know you're not a big fan. I like it. I mean, it's not something that I crave.
It's like chalk, basically.
I'll eat it.
It's wax.
Eh, that's all right. Yeah. Ooh, buy a donut day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sales meeting today, so you know there will be.
Maybe Joe will bring some.
You know there'll be donuts bought for that sales meeting.
I hope so. I'm starving. Pumpkin bread day. That sounds good.
I'm a fan.
You're going to hear my stomach growling in just a minute talking about food. It's checklist day. And mischief night, or 30 mischief night. No, it is the 30th, so it's just mischief night. Okay, on TV tonight, or today, actually, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, they're going to be in live with Kelly and Ryan.
A.K.A. The judges from American Idol.
Right. The Connors are on at 8.
The Connors. Come with me Connors. If you want
How's
to
How's that
leave.
Doing, by the way?
I don't know how
I don't know if a lot of people are going to watch it this time. This one. I don't know.
This is the third installment without Roseanne, right? The third episode.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was the second. I missed a week, I guess. The Voice, The Knockouts.
Probably when you
two.
Decided not to participate in Z News.
True.
One time, yeah.
That's on at 8. Blackish is on at 9. This Is Us is on at 9. And Willie Nelson will be on Jimmy Kimmel.
Willie!
And speaking of Willie, the Recording Academy's Producers and Engineers Wing will honor him days before the Grammy Awards next year, which actually will be February 6th. The president and CEO says that he has inspired generations of musicians and fans and continues to set precedents of excellence within the music community.
Listen, dude's like 80 years old.
He is.
Well, closer to 90, really, I think.
I'm looking at
Willie Nelson.
Because I think you're right, almost close to 90.
I'm saying 87.
Wow. Say 85. He is. Oh my God, he's 85.
He is. Okay. All right.
Look at Michelle over there. You know, Michelle, I have your back here.
This is the highest my arms will go.
You don't have to clap for yourself. Yeah. Is that because your arms are so short or because your shoulder hurts?
My
still?
Shoulder.
Oh, sorry.
No.
T-Rex arms.
Yes. I do have T-Rex arms.
And then another news, Michael Ray, Carly Pierce, and the Swan Brothers and Love and Theft will play a benefit concert for Hurricane Florence victims. It's going to be a 10-hour concert. It's set for November 11th in Myrtle Beach. Now, Randy Houser had been announced as a performer, but I guess he tweeted that there's been a mix-up and he won't be there. But funds will be raised to go to the hurricane relief.
That's Michelle's boy, Randy Houser.
Mm.
Hey, shout out to Kim Burkhart, who helped me out. 10 Things I Hate About You is the other.
That was a good one, too.
I said movie, rom-com,
you're
long
right.
title.
Yes.
It was so.
I'm on this list of like 87.
It was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and 10 Things I Hate About You. That's probably why I couldn't think, because the number 10 is in both.
Right.
No.
This list is amazing.
What are you on? Because I'm probably looking at the
balls.
Calm down.
It is a list of all these rom-coms.
Website.
It's Glamour Magazine, the UK version. But do you remember The Holiday? That's my favorite.
Yes. That was a good one, too. Yeah.
Made in Manhattan, She's All That. 13 Going on 30.
That's a cute one.
Speaking of McConaughey earlier, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. Anybody? A little bit of Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. Anyone?
I've never seen that.
Alrighty then. Good talk.
No, I never saw that one either, I don't think.
Wow.
Great talk.
You're floating on a boat all by yourself.
Only from 2009 there, so sorry. It only has Matthew McConaughey, Jennifer Garner, Michael Douglas, Emma Stone, you know, just to name a few movie stars.
I found
stars.
Your documentary, Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore.
My documentary, huh? Is that what you... Alrighty. I don't know what that means.
It's about your life.
Wow. Listen, I admit when I bomb, Michelle. Just admit when you bomb. That was a bomb
was
right there.
A little bit funny.
Yeah, it was a bomb. You bombed right there.
A little bit funny.
Listen. Listen, dying is easy.
I bomb every day, Michelle, so...
Comedy is hard.
Listen, I laugh at myself, and that was funny.
Don't encourage her, Brooke. All right, Brooke, you'll be back tomorrow
I will.
To encourage us all on a hump day.